Ladies and gentlemen, and world championship fighters across the world, we are here with a special event brought to you by Emo Brown News Network, the pre-fight presser, brought to you parts by Grasshopper. For all your medicinal recreational cannabis needs, make that card clack and get 15% back. We're all drinking water because we're highly trained athletes.
Correct.
That's what. That is right. Listos or qué, dog?
Hydrate or dihydrate?
This is cutting edge. This is something different for us. This is something that we normally wouldn't do. We want to make sure that we are unbiased. Obviously, Kiki is part of the podcast, so we're in the quiet areas, in the dark areas. We're slowly rooting for him. You know, we really want him to win. But in order to appear very, you know, unbiased and very network worthy, we're going to shit on him more than we normally do. Okay? Shit on him just a little bit more than we normally do.
Those hard-hitting questions.
This is exciting, Barry. We've never done anything like this. This is completely new to us. This is something that we kind of like, we talk a lot of shit on the podcast and we throw a lot of ideas out there. And sometimes we throw it and we'll see what sticks on the wall. This actually stuck.
Yeah.
Here we are. There's a fight coming. Cage Warriors number 165. All right. Look at that. Cage Warriors presents 165. San Diego, December 15th. Montalvo versus Medina's, the Battle of the M's, the Mexicans. It's going down that day. Who do we got? We don't know. I'm going to make my decision today.
We'll find out today.
I made a bet on him last time and I lost. I probably should have had a pre-fight presser.
Oh, so that's what this is. You're hedging bets.
Yeah, I'm trying to see who could convince me to throw some lana their way. Let's go down the fucking couch, Angel. Let's shoot over that way and see who we have on the couch today. Let's start with the guy in the middle. The guy in the middle, why is he here? He's not Herb Dean. He's Herb Dean. Ese güey está aquí simplemente para distraer a las personas. We don't want anything to get crazy. We don't want things to go bananas. So he's there. Just, you know, todo listo. Listo. Pendiente, compa.
He's ready to go.
Enough of him. This episode is also sponsored to you by Full Circle Group. When in need of some prime real estate, make sure you reach out to this eye, young man. Young. More importantly, on the couch today, joining us, hailing once upon a time from Querétaro, Mexico. No longer, he is a United States citizen now. Yes, we'll ask him about that transition from Mexico to United States, but we're also going to get to know the fighter, the man, the myth, the living legend, Manuel, the prettiest Mexican, Medina. Bienvenido, compita. Bienvenido.
Gracias, gracias.
Eso, bro. You're going to have to speak up, homie, because I make bets contingent on confidence. I need confidence today. If you feel you got to take off your shirt or get up and get in somebody's face, go ahead. No pasa nada.
That's why we have Albert. You can get in his face.
Sitting on the other side of the Great Wall of Albert is going to be none other than our very own Kiki Montalvo III, alias El Frique, hailing out of Chula Vista. Once upon a time, he lived in Houston, but he came back because it was too hot. That's am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, fucking Houston.
There we are. This is, again, guys, this has never happened in the history of Cage Warriors Productions, where we brought both contenders on the cancel couch, and here they are to give their piece, talk about what they're doing that leads up to the fight, their predictions, strategies, not necessarily, just why they think they'll win. Because obviously both of them think they're going to win, Barry. They wouldn't be fighting if they didn't.
That's the idea.
Manuel Medina, bienvenido.
Gracias, gracias.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, my man.
So, 24 years old.
Oof.
You know, started fighting when I was 15.
That's 9 years, Barry.
I was doing the math.
There you go, 9 years. Almost 10 years. But came here when I was 15. Came to the U.S. when I was 15. And started training 2 months after I came here to San Diego. And what else? That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. You've been training intensely. Where do you train out of?
Alliance San Diego.
Alliance San Diego. What do you like about that gym?
The community, everywhere is pretty cool. It makes me feel like it's a family, you know.
How many professional fighters hail out of Alliance Academy?
It's hard to say. 5, 6.
Do you get a lot of support from that group when you go to fight?
Definitely. Yeah.
So you've been a professional for how long now?
Since 2020.
Hey, güey, hasta la voz me sale bien profesional, ya, bro.
That's kind of what we want, right?
I'm a journalist.
This has only happened one other time when I interviewed Canelo.
Yeah.
At the House of Boxing.
That was a short-lived experience.
An experience is an experience.
It's true.
Okay. I asked him the important questions, and I plan on doing the same here today.
You gonna ask him the same way?
Manuel, what is your current record?
2-3.
2-3.
2-3.
Oof.
2 wins.
2-3.
That's losses. 2 wins already, fool. He's 2 wins up on you. Yeah. Kiki, what is your record?
Fool, do I have to say you already fucking know it?
I know it, but the people listening don't.
Yeah, you even gave me a fucking nickname.
No, I didn't. Not today. I'm unbiased. I'm unbiased.
That was the streets.
Okay?
That was the streets.
I'm 0-1.
But there's history there.
Yes.
True or false, you guys have fought in the past.
Yeah.
How did that turn out?
He won.
It was still a good fight.
Was it a good fight? What makes a good fight?
I mean, he was tough. You know, it was a tough fight for me. But still came on top, you know? Got the dub.
No, fucking
did
Albert.
That one go the distance or was it?
Hey, Albert is not even allowed to talk, fool. Albert is just there
he's just
to
making
stop.
Hand gestures.
Hey, you know, I see. True or false? Full Circle Group is going to put up a $250 gift card to the winner of this fight.
True.
That's true, fool.
True.
That's true as shit.
That's true, fool.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because you...
Say it in your microphone.
Hold on.
Hey, you don't have a microphone.
Yeah, hold on.
You can't answer.
This is the thing. We have a $500 credit with you right now for a school.
Correct.
Let's chop it in half.
Nope.
Because we already met the goal. We met the goal for 6th grade camp.
You could be buying like snack packs for these kids. Send them with a banana to camp.
I want these guys to be ambitious about winning, bro. I'm going to tell you something. If you put me on the couch with somebody I'm going to fight, dog.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask me.
I'm snarling.
Like,
go ahead.
On your contract, bro, how much did they offer you to win?
Fuck, I don't even remember, man.
Because I know they gave me $250.
It was around $250, okay. But I don't really remember, to be honest.
If, bear in mind, if this fool gives it to us, that would allow our winning purse to be pretty much $500.
Get on that. He's in. Boom. We got the thumbs up of approval. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready for a fight. Damn. How nervous do you guys get for a fight?
I get more nervous about making weight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Making love, huh? Making weight.
I said
wait. Making weight, is it difficult? Because you walk around at?
140.
And to make weight, you have to get down to?
125.
Both of you walk around at 140-ish.
135.
135. Ooh, it's the 5 pounds that make the difference?
Yeah.
Neta.
When you cut the weight, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, está difícil.
For me, no, because I've been doing it since like high school wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I had to do it like that. You did it weekly. Like sometimes twice a week because you had a fucking fight on a match on Thursday and then you had a tournament on Saturday.
So you guys grew up fighting. Like that's your thing. You guys grew up fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki, how long have you been fighting now?
Like since I started again, since 2017 when I picked it back up. But I was a kid, like I did Kempo with my dad, then I wrestled for 4 years at high school and shit.
Anything in the Navy? I remember watching the movie Pearl Harbor.
No, and Cuba Gooding Jr. We were just fucking around.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
We would just fuck around with some of the guys I had like trained before. We were just like do our own shit over there, but it was anything like set because like the Navy back then was very strict on like not letting them do anything. And like, but now there's a lot of guys like the guy that Marcus fought last fight on the September card with him. He's a SEAL.
Okay.
The Navy SEAL. And like the Navy allows him to fight now.
That's allowed now.
Yeah, as long as his work is done.
Very nice. Manuel Medina. You're 24.
24.
This is your career. You want to make a lifelong career out of fighting.
Yes.
What is it that motivated you to do that?
I don't know. I've always liked fighting. Mm. You know, since Mexico, you know, in the streets, you fucking throw hands. I've always liked to throw hands. And it's fun. I enjoy training. You know, I don't see myself doing anything else at the moment. You know, it's boring fucking 9-to-5 job. I don't really like it and I enjoy
just. Do you have a 9-to-5 job right now?
Yes.
Kind of?
No. Kind of. I'm a coach. So it doesn't really make it a 9-to-5. I'm just.
And you said you fucking hate it.
I love it.
Okay, this is what I'm going
to
offer
to
you.
The boxing club.
So we're going to offer you. We want to be your PR group. We want to help you with that.
Yeah.
We're not very good at it.
We're learning
it out. So you want to be a fighter all your life, man?
Oh. Not all my life. I mean,
what motivates you though? Lana, the training.
Yeah,
right now you're a cash fighter.
Yeah. Which I don't know if is the right motivation, but you know that's
it's motivation.
True.
Yeah, are you married? Do you have a family? Do you have kids to look after?
No, not at all.
This is the time
single.
To do it then, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Single. Kiki, you too. You're single. Yeah. You're young. You're not married. This is the time to do it as well.
I mean, I'm fairly young.
Young is young, fool.
Yeah.
Young. Do you qualify for the Denny's early bird special?
I don't know.
No. Let me ask. No, you don't.
No, you do not.
You do not.
So if you got to ask, yeah. No, you don't.
You're good. How far do you want to take it?
As far as my body lets me take it, man.
How many more fights you got in you?
I don't know. I know I did say I wanted to do 3 and see what's up, but I don't think I'll stop at 3.
No?
No, I think I'll keep going.
Get it, dog.
Yeah.
And we'll be here in your corner for all of them.
Yes.
Unless Manuel wins. And then I'm gonna have to quickly change horses at that point. No cierto, bro. MMA is a motherfucker, dog. Look, if he said the training is difficult and it's very taxing, you're a little bit older. How is training for you?
It's fucking taxing, bro. I'm tired all the time.
Where do you train out of?
Azteca Boxing.
Azteca Boxing.
For sure.
Is that MMA as well or strictly boxing?
Nah, we started off as, it just started off as boxing mainly. Mm. And then little by little, it started growing to the MMA program that we have now with it. Like there's a bunch of peeps there now.
Mm. Shout out to the peeps.
Let's shout out your sponsors, guys. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to get money. I want everybody to get notoriety. I want everybody to get a little bit of theirs. We already got $250 on the line.
Yeah. An extra $250.
That's crazy, bro. Do you guys feel pressure? I bet on him last time he fought. He lost me money. I don't know. Was that added pressure on you, you think, or Nil?
I didn't even know you guys bet on me till after, bro.
Well, breaking news.
Would it have changed?
Probably not.
No, yeah. Thanks. Fuck. What do your family think about you fighting, Manuel?
They didn't like it.
No. I mean,
they support me, but they don't like it. They don't want to see me fight.
How long did it take for them to get on board with what you're doing?
When I moved out of the house,
yes, that's
when I was like, fuck it.
Now you can't stop me, mom.
You can't stop me, yeah.
You can't stop me.
Well, not my uncles. My mom and dad passed away a long time ago. So, yeah.
So, but that, that just means motivation more. Does it like you're fighting for everything now?
Yeah.
Pinche, I don't know, Kiki. Fuck. Is there a line? Is there a gambling line right now? Is there? I don't know what the odds
probably
are.
Probably. I don't know.
No, you guys don't look at that.
They don't have the odds just yet.
No?
No, I've been looking at the odds.
You've been looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Where do we find these odds?
Yeah, where do they put those up?
Bobeta.
All right. Let's get in there. Let's check things out. I'm not going to make my decision until I look at that.
They've added three fights in the past 2 days.
They also have them on Topology.
Guess this
Topology. It's where my profile or any fighter's profile is.
Is it like Sure Dog once upon a time? That's a loquera? Ah, okay. Who's your favorite fighter growing up?
Growing up, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, dog. Growing up, what's your favorite fighter?
Bro, GSP and John Jones. I saw Jones, like the first fight that I actually saw him fight in was when he fucking did that spinning back elbow on Stephen Bonner.
Deadly.
Holy shit.
I want to do that. Have you ever done that in somebody?
No.
No? Do you practice that move often when training?
No.
No? What do you practice in training? Do you have like a special move? Like if you were a street fighter?
Yeah, if you're going
to
like a...
like what buttons do I have to press for you to like do like a hurricane leg knockout? Just
hurricane. I don't think I have a special move like that.
What kind of fighter do you describe yourself? What is your style? What is your technique?
I did start off as like a ground fighter. Mm-hmm. Like I'd like the ground game, but then once I started going to Azteca, I just like...
Stand up, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just something about fucking throwing hands that makes...
You recently put out a video and you titled it, I'm coming after you, Manuel Medina. Did you do that? Yeah, yeah. Did you do that? No.
No.
You look fast. Your hands are fast, fool. You're bobbing, you're weaving, you're doing the thing, bro.
Hell yeah.
You've been practicing.
Mm-hmm.
What is different this time around?
From last fight?
Pues sí, bro, no, from this morning. Yes, from your last fight, cool. What is different? How do you approach this fight as it represents the last fight?
I've approached it the same way, bro.
Yeah?
Like, I've just, you know, same shit. Consistency is key. Going in every morning, just working out hard.
You are a hard worker, bro. That, eso nadie te lo puede quitar. You are doing 2-a-days. Every time I see my phone is going, my watch is going off, and it's telling me, Kiki has just completed a workout. I said, stay with Yahweh. All he does is complete workouts all fucking day, fool. You're a hard worker. It eventually pays off.
Yeah.
What's your prediction on this fight?
A prediction on this fight? I think we're going to go all 3 rounds, bro.
What is your prediction on this fight?
One of us will end up on...
That's how that works.
One of us is going to win.
No. Like, I can guarantee you, because I know he loves stand-up too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to fucking... we're going to throw it down.
You're going to bang. You're going to bang.
Yeah, we're going to bang. If we end up on the ground, we're going to end up on the ground, but I'm sure... Okay.
Are you comfortable more than before now on the ground?
Yeah.
I know your jiu-jitsu has come a long way.
No, but I'm comfortable. I was just... The last fight, I was just frustrated because
We saw the frustration.
And it was my... I want to attest it to the fact that I was still fucking like... In the fact that it was my first like pro fight.
Yes.
But I'll be straight now.
Manuel, what is your style? What is your technique? How do you approach every fight?
I'm a striker.
Striker first.
Stand-up guy. Okay. Yeah. But I can do it both, you know.
You practice jiu-jitsu as well?
Yeah.
Nice. And where are we now in the belts?
Blue belt. Yes. Blue belt. But actually, when I fought him in 2019, I only had 2 months of jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
I remember that.
So you're saying get ready because more is coming.
So definitely my jiu-jitsu has been a lot better now.
You had the drip. You're getting the flow now. All right. Hey, I'm just translating, dog. Don't look at me. Don't look at me all nasty. Okay? That's why Albert's here. Look at him. Ese güey no pasa nada. Calmado, pinche Albert. $250 you just put up, dog. That's good.
I can't believe you just put up $300. It's amazing.
$500?
Oh, oh God, dude. That's so generous.
You just made a $750 purse.
$1,000? Yeah. Come on, stop.
Manuel, what is your prediction on this fight? What do you see happening?
I know I could. I'm going to finish this guy. Okay. With all the respect.
No, zero respect. This is what I want. This is what I was afraid of from the beginning. Too much diplomacy.
Respecting on us.
No, quiero la verdad. Quiero el chile.
You know, like I said, last fight, I had no jiu-jitsu at all. Once again, you are a little older than me. I want to take it to a different level. I'm younger and I've been training for a while. I have more experience in the professional fighting.
Yeah.
So I know I have the skills to take him down, take him out. Second round.
Oh, shit. All right. Hey.
I'm with it. But if I don't, you can make a cool clip with this. You know?
No, somos así. What minute is
he
this?
He came to He was talking shit. He was going to finish me.
Nah, we're not like that. Did we, true or false, did we jump on the Liverpool Fighters page?
Hell no.
No.
Did you? Nah. I followed him. I followed you. Because now you're part of this. You're part of the Emo Brown thing. We're all cool. We've always been cool. And when I talked to Kiki about doing this, when we set this up, Barry, we were like, yo, is this like weird? Is this something we should do? And his response was like, no, man, this is money fight. Like, we're doing it to raise our game to the next level. It's not a matter of disrespect. It's not a matter of this. It's a matter of learning, gaining experience, and taking it to the next level. You know, I appreciate your honesty, though.
Yeah.
Second round, he's going to knock you out. Would you like to say anything else on that part, Kiki?
No.
You're still cool with it?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck.
Shit. I'll get past the second round.
You'll get past? Ooh, there it is.
Hey. Yeah, he's predicting three rounds.
Yeah. Three rounds?
Yeah.
Decision?
Nah, not decision.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. Submission?
Third round
submission?
Finish.
Submission?
Like
no. No, that's a tumbar.
Nah, I want to stand and bang. Yeah. I mean, if we end up on the ground, we end up on the ground, but I want to stand and bang.
Horny ass comment.
He loves to bang.
That was a horny ass comment, bro.
If your swords don't say, I want to bang.
Hey. New sponsor.
That's my new
Bang Energy drinks. I want to bang. Let's talk about your sponsors, Manuel. Go ahead.
I don't have a lot of sponsors, just a few. Resilient Recovery, which is my strength and conditioning coach. Dominic Division, which is my meal prep company, the sponsors me. And that's pretty much it. I don't really have a lot of sponsors.
You seem very laid back, very relaxed. Is that your approach to everything in life? Así bien relajado, like, because this is a big fight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, relax. I don't have to, like, there's nothing to worry about. You know, it's just another fight.
Oh, fuck, God.
No, like, it's not that I'm just, like, being cocky or anything. It's just another fight, you know? Yeah. I trust my training.
I'm trying to build sales, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to build sales.
The ultimate hype.
Dana White me habló hace rato. Hey,
yeah.
Champion, I need you to promote this fight. I need you. I said, Dana, I got you. Mm-hmm. So you're saying you're going to whoop his ass?
Second round.
All right, cool. Damn, Kiki.
I mean, if it takes three rounds, I don't give a fuck.
Albert?
At the end of the day, I'm prepared for 3, 5, you know, you name it. So I'm pretty confident on my skills and the work that I've been putting in the gym, you know, so.
Okay. Yeah. Kiki, get your sponsors out of the way, sir.
My sponsors, man, we got Emo Brown.
Yeah,
obviously.
What's up?
3 Punk Ales.
What's cracking?
Yee! Full Circle Group. This guy right here, right next to me.
Oh, bias.
Yeah.
And you know what? But let me say, you're not in enemy territory.
No, we are very friendly.
We welcome everybody. We understand this is a job, bro. Yeah. This is a job. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some people might misconstrue that two fighters need to go in and, oh, no, fuck that fool. I've seen that.
Yeah, and I think what it is the whole, like, UFC shit where everybody's trying to, like, push themselves and Conor McGregor came out and started, you know, the whole fucking shit about shit talking. Like,
Who the fuck is that guy?
In my eyes, man, like, this is mixed martial arts. At the end of the day, we're martial artists. Mm. So this is a fucking, like, to me, it's something I respected as a kid because it was something that was taught to me that needed to be respected.
Mm.
So that's why, like, by me, like, yeah, cool. We can sit here, fucking talk about how we're gonna finish each other, and at the end of the day, it's all respect.
Pause.
Hey, wait.
Oh my god. I was holding it, but this guy broke
you
me.
You guys are unreal,
right?
Bro. I'm over here.
Look at me.
Yeah. I was all in on his answer, and then all I see is a big flap of gums. They're over there giggling in this. Oh my bad. That's a valid answer. There is respect to martial artists. There is. Because you guys, you guys are putting life and limb on the line. Yeah. It's honor. Yeah. You guys, you know, you're building a legacy one match at a time, one training session at a time.
Correct.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's get fun. Yeah. Manuel, what are you walking into?
What do you mean, what am I walking into?
What song is going to be accompanying you to?
My walkout song. Yeah. It's Mexico Lindo Querido by Vicente Fernandez.
That is an interesting song to choose, considering you denounced the country of Mexico and you decided to obtain United States citizenship. What prompted that? What would happen?
What happened? Why became a USA citizen?
Hey.
One, because I mean, I believe this is the best country in the world. Oof.
My nipples got hurt. Say it again. Say it again, bro. Say it louder.
The U.S. is the best country in the world.
Oof,
for sure.
Hell yeah.
Two, I just, you know.
It was that a goal? So there's a chiquito?
To become a United States citizen?
No.
So everything happened because my parents passed away in Mexico, and then my grandma took care of us. But again, she was old. And so my uncles started taking care of us. And then everybody lives here in San Diego or Chicago. So they just wanted to bring us here to the U.S. And yeah, my family's goal was to always make me a USA citizen. My goal was just to, you know, whatever.
Win fights.
Whatever they take me. No. Just whatever they take me. I mean, I was a kid. And now that I'm a USA citizen, you know, I'm
so felicidades. That is a hard task to accomplish.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how was that? Was it difficult to get your citizenship?
A little. I mean, it took me like 10 years. I mean, the 9 years that I've been here. Sorry. 9 years that I've been here. I know other people have been waiting for 30, 40 years, you know. So it wasn't hard.
Pop quiz.
Yep.
What are the three branches of government in the United States?
What is it? No. Ooh. Fuck, man. They didn't ask me that one. Come on. Now, <man. laughs> Give me another one.
he knows some other shit that we don't know, dude.
Give me the last five presidents in reverse order. Current.
No, they didn't ask me that one.
Biden,
Trump.
Okay.
Obama.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's all that matters because you're young. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, before that,
who's going to win 2024?
Who's going to win 2024?
Trump.
Neta.
Yeah.
Hey, güey, vas a perder todos los sponsors, güey.
No hay pedo.
Hey, no hay pedo?
No hay pedo.
MAGA?
MAGA.
Hasta el tope?
Hasta el tope.
All right. Kiki. This is your time to retort.
What?
Because Kiki's like, hell yeah, brother.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win the 2024?
I don't even know who's running outside of Trump.
Oh, man. Well,
see, yeah, he's
the 80-year-old ain't running, homie. He walking.
He's getting pushed.
You ain't seen fucking Kamala run. And she ain't going to win that shit either.
Mexico. So
I have no idea who the fuck's winning.
Mexico Lindo Querido.
Hey, that's a jam, dog. Do you feel a lot of pressure walking out to a song like that? A lot of responsibility? Like a weight of all Mexican fighters prior to you?
Not really. Before I walk out, I'm always scared as shit.
Eso es bueno.
Yeah. Don't really feel the pressure of like, oh, my country's watching me. More of my family is watching me, or my coaches, people that have helped me train. I feel the pressure from them. You know, it's like, I don't want to let them down.
Very nice.
But no, not pressure of the country. Not.
So confident at 24. Kiki, what are you walking out to this time around?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to decide for you?
No.
Can I give you options?
Sure.
I'll give you three options.
I've been giving him so many options.
I have three options for him.
All right. Let's hear him.
One, classic. Southtown by POD.
Okay.
Two, South Bay by Rossi Rock. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Number three, Pompeii. By Bastille. Why do you laugh, fool?
That song sucks.
That's a fucking hype song.
Hype song. Then you can just pump goop through the fucking air filters.
Which way are you leaning?
Which way am I leaning?
Do you have an idea of a song? A genre? We just recently had on the last podcast that Latin Urbana was your fucking...
Actually, you know what? There is a song that I've... From fucking like rap mexicano,
okay,
like right. Spanish rap.
What is it?
Sing it.
I forget the name of it, dude.
How does it go?
Let me see if I can find it on my Shazam. Because I know I had
Shazam.
It.
Is this your first fight under Cage Warriors, Manuel?
This is my second fight.
Which one was your first fight? The last one,
September 8th. Yeah.
Okay, so is that relatively close time wise for a fight, September 8th to now December 15th?
Not. I mean, I guess if you get hurt, yes, but I didn't get hurt, so it's pretty much nice. It's not too bad. Yeah.
What is your next goal? After, like, how far do you go with Cage Warriors? I know it's a subsidiary of UFC, pero de ahí que sigue.
So definitely I want to build my record with Cage Warriors. I don't know how many fights it would take me for me to get into the UFC, but stick to Cage Warriors for a little longer, and hopefully one of these days make it to the UFC, make a name out of myself in the UFC. And
tell us about your nickname.
The Pretty Mexican. Man, I was just fucking around with my coach. I didn't have a nickname, and he was just like, hey, what are you going to walk out to? What's going to be your nickname? And I was just like, oh, the Pretty Mexican. And yeah, I just stuck to it, you know?
Albert! I forgot you don't have a mic. I was going to say, what are you going to walk out to? But never mind. Did you figure out the song, Kiki?
It's called fucking Burbujas de Cristal.
Crystallized Bubbles.
Hmm? It's from Cartel del Santa en el
Millonario. Hey, fool. You're coming out to some gangster shit, fool. You ready for that?
Yeah.
You, that's a song? Breaking news?
I mean,
that's what we're coming out to.
Don't have Steve to back him up.
Fucking tattoo on my chest?
Announce it. Announce the song.
What?
Announce the walkout song.
I said Burbujas de Cristal.
Don't look at me. Look at the camera.
Oh, Burbujas de Cristal.
All right. There it is, dog. We waited long enough for that answer.
I think it was worth it, though.
Cage Warriors is also your second fight with them.
Yeah.
What's your goal with this? Like, how? What do you think the route is to get to the next level? What is the next level you want to get to?
Fuck it, as far as I can, man. Yeah. Like, if I get into the UFC, fuck yeah, I want to do it. But, I mean, if I can make it, if Cage Warriors wants to keep me long enough to, you know, be on there or fucking whatever, I'll go with them. But as not having a contract, it's a little better because then you can just, you know, go to different fucking promotions, build your record, get money, and shit like that. Because you can go, you can fight for Sean Merriman shit lights out too.
Mm-hmm. That's a new arena.
Yeah,
there,
and he pays good too. So
Manuel, you get to walk out with three people to this fight. Three people are going to join you in your corner. Who are these three people, and why did you choose them?
One of them is my head coach, John X. Alvis. He's my striking coach. Second one is Johnny Laredo. He's my jiu-jitsu professor. And third one, my brother. Brother. Why I chose my corners? Well, one, my head coach, of course. He's got to be there all the time. My jiu-jitsu professor, he knows more of the ground game. He's the one that I've always used to help me with the jiu-jitsu. And my brother, he's always going to be in my corner.
Very
no matter
nice. What. Hey, so, damn. Good answer. Kiki.
Yes, sir.
Who are the three people in your corner that are walking you into the fight?
My head coach, Adrian Melendres.
Mm-hmm.
He's my striking coach. My wrestling coach, Phil Davis. And then my fucking number one training partner, Marcus.
It took a while for you to spit out that last name.
He was thinking about changing it.
I didn't know how to pronounce it. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, Marcus is a hard name to pronounce. I get it. I fucking get it. May I venture an option that, you know, maybe hasn't happened yet? Me? I would love to walk you in, dog.
Yeah,
I'm just playing for anything.
He'll be singing Pompeii to you the entire time.
Know, right?
Like,
hey, you read the book, Hustle Hard, Hustle Smarter, whatever the name of the book is. Remember, 50 Cent was in Mayweather's ear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, 50 Cent was in Pinchy. Whose other ear was he in? Fucking, no, El Otro Más.
He said it
He
too.
Fought the gypsy. Wilder.
Fury?
He was in Wilder's.
No, Wilder's.
Yeah, in Wilder's ear. All right, so just remember, I could be your 50. Okay, 25 pesos. That could be me, though.
Think of all the shit he could talk.
Why did you choose these guys? I know, but look, tell everybody.
Because Adrian's my head striking coach. Phil's my wrestling coach, so he's the one that got to my ground game. And then Marcus knows me the best because that's who I train with the most.
Very nice, dog. Very nice. I'm excited to have you guys here. It's always fun to try new things, Barry. Barry, do you have any questions for them before we take it to
them? Yeah, I got a few.
Let's go.
So training is a very big part of like everyday life for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite and your least favorite part of training? Like, what do you look forward to when you wake up to go train? And what do you fucking, like, dread?
Dread fucking running.
Mm.
Cardio. It's the worst. It's fucking worst.
I read a study today.
Yeah, cardio sucks.
A study came out that says cardio and running and working out may be counterproductive to a long, healthy life.
So just cut it out, guys, honestly.
I'm just throwing it out.
No cardio.
Solutions and options offered were kettlebell work, things of that nature, physical contact sports like jiu-jitsu, which is cardio too.
Yeah, it's cardio.
But I mean, I guess what they're referring to is the up and down, the jostling in the legs and the knees. It causes more wear and tear, obviously.
There's always swimming.
I don't run. I walk. Mm-hmm. I walk briskly.
Power walks.
Next question, Barry.
Well, what's your favorite part then? What's your favorite part of, because we know running and cardio is the worst. What's the best part of training?
Sparring.
Sparring. I enjoy sparring a lot. It's just fucking getting hit.
You like getting hit?
Yeah.
Does it fire you up?
Yeah, but it's not that I like to get hit. It's just like, you know, you get hit and you're like, oh, fuck, I want to get you back. And then you find a way to get him back.
Okay. Has it ever gotten very heated for you in a spar session? Cuando los putazos se convirtieron en cosa real.
No.
Do you have a little internal switch that you can turn on and turn off?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get in a lot of fights growing up, you said?
Yeah, back in Mexico.
Okay, were you ever arrested or put to jail or anything?
No.
I'm just kind of curious if there's another reason you left Mexico.
Okay.
All right, final question.
Oh, shit.
Cool. You guys are very young, ambitious men.
Mm.
do you have sight past the fighting career? Because nobody can fight until they're like 80, you know? And the goal is to live a long, healthy life. Like, what do you want to do past fighting?
If, Kiki.
Me? Still be working at the brewery, bro. I want to, like, low key, I was talking to Kevin about it, and he wants somebody to fucking take over, like, when he's, like, you know, in a couple years. And I told him, I was like, hey, man, in a couple years.
Is that where you're growing the beard? You want to be a brewer?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to, like, I would love to have know every aspect of the brewery. And the one aspect I don't know right now is brewing.
All right.
So that would be one of my things.
You want to be a head brewer?
Heck yeah.
Breaking news and disappointing answers coming your way. Go ahead, Manuel.
I like to open a restaurant.
Oof.
So I actually work at a restaurant only Saturdays, just like a bar restaurant kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Did they sponsor you?
The restaurant?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Do they not believe in your talents?
No, I'm sure they do.
Did you ask them?
No, I didn't.
Shout out the restaurant.
Let's call them now.
Let's see.
Snooze. Snooze AM Italy.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That was good.
¿Cómo se llama?
Snooze.
Where's that?
The pancake.
The one in La Jolla.
No, güey, no salgo de Chula Vista.
No.
No, bro. Dile a tus jefes que abran uno aquí.
Que abran uno acá, sí.
Sí, yeah. Damn, all right. Yeah. So, they specialize in pancakes?
It's pretty much what they're known for, their pancakes.
Do you have to curtail your diet or your lifestyle? Or is your lifestyle and diet pretty much the same every day of the year?
No, when I'm in fight camp, I switch my diet.
Okay.
But when I'm not in fight camp, I eat whatever the fuck I want, yeah.
But the last fight was in September.
Yeah.
So is it pretty much fight camp from your last fight to present day?
Pretty much, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I just had like 1 or 2 weeks of, you know, doing my thing. And then after that, I just went right into fight camp. Yeah.
I know the answer to you because I know.
Yeah.
I've seen the physical changes like over the months on you, you know? How difficult is it for you to go through a fight camp? How long is a fight camp? Do you alter your food? Do you alter your lifestyle in any way? Do you stop with the perico? What is it that you do?
No, it's actually more, actually.
Nah, I cut out all sugar and shit. Like, absolutely. Anything that's like that. Candy, fucking soda, all that shit. Like,
so just, sweets is the main thing you cut out?
For the most part, because I still eat carbs. I eat, mm-hmm. like, bagels, all that shit. Like, and I just keep dropping the weight. But it's more so because my calorie outtake is more than my calorie intake. So
math.
That doesn't matter.
Go ahead. Look at you guys. I'm excited, man. We're going to put out the link. We're going to put out the link for the fight so you guys can go purchase tickets. Breaking news. I double booked myself. Shocker. That night of the fight is the night of Anthony Jeselnik's next performance at the Balboa Theater.
How dare he?
At 9:30, though. Yeah, he brought up a valid point. At 9:30. So one of two things is going to happen on my end. Either we do the fighter companion here again, watch the fight, or I find a way. Where is the fight?
Sequan.
En el casino.
Yeah.
Tan lejos esa madre.
On a Sequan.
How long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, like 25 minutes.
30.
I would think we're going to do the fighter companionship here.
Fighter companionship?
We'll open up the warehouse for people who want to come and watch the fight. You know, we'll do our thing. And we'll drop pants y todo el pedo.
Allegedly.
That look is of encouragement, fool. That look is of encouragement. You look like you've been through war. You're going hard this fight camp.
Yeah, we're done. Like, now it's like the
recovery for the next.
No, like tomorrow's just it's not a fucking hard ass day, mm-hmm. but we're still, you know, getting our training in.
Mi respetos, bro. You guys are hardcore. Like, literally putting your bodies through hell to go ahead and go to the main stage and put your body through the ultimate hell test. Ta cabrón esa madre, bro. You know, like I know it's because I'm old and out of weight and barely in a shape. I'm in a shape, but not the shape that I want to be, you know? And I feel like the way you guys put it all out there and train for your goals, that's a true testament to the integrity and the kind of people you are. You know, you have a goal, you set a goal, and you accomplish that goal. Whether the result is in your favor or not, it doesn't matter because I'm a big believer of the journey is more important than the actual end result. You know? Good luck, but not too much.
Not too much.
Pero no mucho. Kiki?
Yes, sir.
Give me that elevator speech, dog. What can we expect? Woo me. Convince me to drop money on you. Why should people put money on you this fucking fight?
Because they should.
Manuel, your turn. Wow.
What do they put? Why they should put money on me?
Yes.
You know, I think I'm an excited fighter. Every time I go in there, it's just, you know, fucking throw hands in it. You know, I got the dog in me, you know. I'm never not going to back down for anything. Could be fucking wrestling, jiu-jitsu, fucking striking. Doesn't matter. And I think I have the skills. Once again, I fought him a long time ago, and I had that kid strength, I guess. I've grown a little bit more.
You're a man.
I'm a man.
Say way.
An American man.
A Republican. I'm a conservative.
So definitely, I guess some people putting some money on me. So,
what's your favorite style of music?
My style of music?
Yes.
As in what kind of music I listen to?
Country. Not surprised. Go ahead.
That's it.
What are you wearing to come out to this fight?
Pink shirt. Same thing I was wearing last time.
Okay.
Pink
shorts, shirt, que color?
Black. By the way, what
I'm going shirt? Camel.
Good.
Camels. Yeah. Fuck. Camels.
They were going to make me change that shit. I was like, fuck.
I was hoping you were going with the black ones because I was like, I'm going to go with this random color.
I don't like this camaraderie shit, bro. I don't like
all this.
We gotta make sure. We gotta make sure that we don't fucking make each other
the same
print new
color,
shorts, bro.
I don't like this ha 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 shit. All right, when I take my gallos to the palenque, I want them fucking ready. I want. When do you guys turn that switch on, Manuel?
Wednesday. That's when I'm like, okay.
El miércoles ya.
Jueves.
El jueves. Ya no ja ja ja.
No, he's saying the Wayans.
Oh, okay, Wayans. By then, you're unfollowing him on social media.
And I don't follow him on social media.
Eso.
I'm block him and
block him. Kiki, do you follow Manuel on social media?
No, I do not, sir.
Will you follow him after the fight?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm following him already. I don't want you to get upset. Okay. I'm following you.
Yeah, no.
I had to unfollow somebody, so full circle group. Sayonara.
Sorry.
No, cierto. Wait, don't give him a mic. Don't give him a mic. Do not engage. The weigh-in sounds intense. How do you guys, when do you turn it on?
The weigh-in.
Yeah? What is that? What does turning it on look like to you? What does it look like on you?
Just like a fucking...
See?
Straight face.
Less is more with you, fool. Always, huh? Less is more. You've told me this candidly, that you don't feel the need to put it all out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to let your shit be seen in the ring. You're going to let your hands do the talking inside of the ring.
Yeah.
Let's hope so, because I'm throwing down on you again, though.
Okay.
I'm going all in on you.
All right.
I'm not going to say that your job depends on it at the brewery, because I think there's legal issues with that. I think it's illegal to tell you that if you lose, you're not going to work. But I think you catch my drift.
Get real good at brewing.
Not the other way. Where I'm very proud of you, though. I do see myself as a bigger brother to you because, you know, I'm bigger. And we're kind of like brothers. But Manuel, I look forward to growing our relationship, too. Cool. I know Full Circle is throwing down 250. That's exciting.
2,500.
That is exciting. Oh, shit. 2,500? 250. We're going with 250? Kiki, give him a mic real quick. What do you got to say? You've been keeping your cool this whole time, bro.
I'm just making sure these guys don't get out of line, though.
Nah, fool. I think they were good.
I already have 250 on Kike, too.
Do you?
There's some people on the Third Avenue betting against
it. It's Kike, though, by the way. You know it, not Kike.
It's Frike, so it's Kike.
All right, whatever.
Enrique. Right, don't talk about him like that.
Enrique.
Enrique.
What are your thoughts on this fight?
I think experience is going to prevail.
They're both very experienced fighters.
Yeah, but he's older.
He's seen some life experience.
He's seen some shit.
Sazon, season.
He served for the country that he claims.
So all right.
So,
and wow. Damn, we're going to have to
separate. Okay, everybody get
down. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ.
We're going to let Albert be the shit talker for Kiki.
So, he needs one, dog. This has been awful. With all due respect.
He doesn't like talking shit, fool.
I don't like that.
That's
my one worry with him.
Yeah. We'll just say that you're his translator.
Is that, yeah, like a...
And then he will just whisper into your ear. And
Cyrano de Bergerac.
So, yeah, I'm excited to put a little extra sauce on that. And, you know, we're going to do a post-fight.
Can I get a commitment from you? Pretty Mexican.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be here.
Post-fight. Win or lose. Post-fight. We'll order a pizza. Yeah. We'll sit down like some gentlemen.
Winning fighter will get paid.
We'll
here.
Have bucanitas. You know, we'll
Full
have...
Full Circle give we'll us all things. $250.
Full Circle will be presenting the gift card at the post-fight.
It'll be a check.
A check.
We'll be presenting. A big check. And then, and then I'll just Venmo you.
If that's all right for everybody involved. You know,
for aesthetics purposes only.
Big check and then...
Hey. I like this dynamic that we have with EBNN, Ebo Brown News Network. I feel we can do this like over and over.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if you want, we can do this on the next time, your next fight, you know,
because
I feel like, let's do this. Let's say Kike just whoops that ass, dog. Is there going to be a trilogy?
Sure. It could happen.
Yeah. Are you guys in charge of that? Who's in charge of that?
No. There's a matchmaker and stuff.
Okay.
So the
matchmaking is out of your hands.
Yeah.
It was. This fight, I got the option to choose between him or the other guy, because I guess your original fighter got
David.
Up. Yeah, David was like backed out, right? Yeah.
Ooh.
So they gave me the option. It was supposed to be an Indonesian guy and then Manny. So we fucking
like,
chose
fuck,
Manny.
Let me take Manny. Let me fuck his ass up.
Yeah. Say it, dog.
That was it. Was
it. I'm trying to get
I saw him and I'm like, hey, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my leg back.
Hey, wait, man. Hey.
Love it.
I'm going to time to grade.
time to grade the interview and the responses, rather. Barry, the shit talking. Who wins? Who gets the check mark there?
Dude, he came on here and said MAGA, so that's going to be, dude.
Yeah. Ain't that a little pito, eh? You know, confidence. Yeah.
No, they're both very confident, they're but both very confident, different ways.
Different styles of confidence.
Kiki's a cool, calm, collected, confident.
Yeah.
He's got that youthful energy, that fucking, like, I'm here to prove some shit, and I'm not holding back. And I like that.
All right. I'm walking into Morgan Wallen. Wow. I got Clint Eastwood on my shorts. What's cracking? You know, shit like that. Prediction. Who do you got?
I predict it going 3 rounds.
Yes.
You can say it so good, man.
I'm trying to think about it because I've never seen you fight. I've only seen you fight once. So I don't think it's even fair that I make a prediction.
Why not?
But I am going to say it's going to go 3 rounds.
All right. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. As a man that's done 3 boxing lessons now. I respect the arts. You
know? Some people would say that no answer means no confidence in our guy.
I got all the confidence in our guy.
Allow me to wet that little beak.
Get it in there.
Kiki's going to win in the second round. Ooh, bottom line.
I love it.
All right.
Kiki's going to win in the second round. I like the challenge. Yes. Aquí estamos para eso. Kiki will win in the second round. It will be a stand-up. But at some point, I feel like Kiki's going to find un hueco, like a little opening and make it happen. That's what I think. I think it's going to come down to your jiu-jitsu skills. All right. I've seen it happen. I mean, you've never beat me. Duh. I mean, I get it. But I think your jiu-jitsu is tried and tested. And if I'm going to bet, I have to bet with my horse that I know is going to win. And I have the inkling that you're going to do it this time. We talk a lot of shit, but I feel that shit is ultimately, it's back in the back of your head. And it's slowly going to creep up into the frontal lobe. And something's going to trigger and be like.
I mean, you talk so much shit that like half of the shit goes in and out my ear.
Well, that's because you don't have anything in between. All right. I mean, you maybe find something to put in there. All right. Don't come to me with your bullshit.
Oh, you made it too easy on that one.
Don't come to me with your bullshit. Oh, I think it's going to be a great fight. I'm excited to watch it. I was real shit. I don't want to fucking piss you off. I really wanted to go to the fight. I really, 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 I already told Wifey. And for some reason, I thought the Anthony Jeselnik show was on Thursday, fool.
That's going to move it.
And no, well, I got to, yeah. Well, there is a show. There is a show on Thursday. He has a show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah. That motherfucker sold out 3 shows per 3 nights.
Must be
all
nice.
3 of them were sold out for all 3 nights, bro. That's intense. Is it 2 shows? Okay, so night. So he's doing 6 shows in San Diego, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's impressive. So I thought I bought the ticket for Thursday, so I was excited. And then I got a fucking email pop up yesterday, and it said, bing, don't forget, this week, Anthony Jeselnik on Friday. Anthony Jeselnik, fucking Kiki. Do I want to laugh or do I want to cry? I'm going to laugh. What joy. You know, just proud. Orgullo.
Yeah.
Orgullo.
Don't worry, my mom does all the crying.
Your mom? Fuck, dude. Is your family going to be there watching you and shit? Yeah. Dude? Yeah? Do they get sentimental when they watch you fight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you learn from losing? You've got 3 losses under your belt. What have you learned from these losses?
I've lost one. The guy knocked me out. So I learned
to keep your fucking
hands up.
How does that fucking feel?
Sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like everything just like the switch gets turned off. And
yeah, well, I was already out by the time the guy fucking dropped into the floor and the fucking referee didn't stop that shit.
Pinche referee.
He just came back with another one. I was like, mother. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You watched that video?
Yeah.
What does that feel like watching that happen to you?
I just get mad. I was whooping his ass.
Okay, my recommendation, watch that on the loop on Thursday. Yeah. You know, nonstop. Nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
I was winning the fight. I was winning the fight for sure. And it was just a stupid mistake.
Submissions, has that ever happened to you?
Last one, I had a submission last fight, September 8th. It was a 40-second submission, first round.
Very nice. Yeah.
Against the black dude.
Sir. Sir. Sir.
No, with all the respect.
With all due respect.
It's like if I'm fighting a Mexican dude, Mexican dude.
Yeah. Black dude. Brown dude. Whatever. Kiki.
Yes, sir.
What did we learn from the last fight? Real shit.
Real shit.
Because I'm going to tell you what I learned. Go ahead.
I learned that I needed to work on my ground game a lot more because I had fucking mental fatigue in there with that.
I think your cup was too big. Or not. Barry?
Maybe he needs it.
Maybe he needs it. Okay, maybe he needs it. But I feel like it became a deterrent to your fucking kids.
No.
Because I think, no. All right, cool, man. Shit.
Maybe that wasn't even a cup.
No. Impressive even
more
so.
We have seen the reviews.
Let's go take a post-presser fight on stage. We're going to request that your shirt comes off for that.
for the photo. Okay. It will post this. I would like to have this up by tomorrow, if possible. Should be easy, quick and easy. Not too much needed on this, Angel. I'm sorry we did not have the camera on you today. You are looking stellar.
You do look nice.
I recommend as an added tactic, Kiki, as an added tactic,
goop up.
Put a little goop behind your ear. Yeah. Put a little goop on your wrist. Put a little goop on the inner part of your knee.
He's never smoked.
Why? Goop. Goop is a product by Goop and Heretic. This smells like my vagina. It's a plant-based oil that Gwyneth Paltrow's company Goop created, and they made it smell like a fragrance of a vagina. So I'm thinking, if you roll into the ring wearing this, you know, hey, wait,
the young man will be distracted.
This could ultimately be what puts you over the top. Okay. Thank you very much.
That might just awaken an animal in him, though. You don't want that.
Hey, bro. Hey, you've never heard of that? You can't have fool. You can't have sex. Yeah. Hey. You can't have sex or do anything like that before a fight. I'm thinking smelling goop is on the same level.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, let's not take these guys away from their training rituals and everything. Oh, tú lo que usted quiera, man.
Lick it.
Menos
lick
eso.
It.
No, don't be dumb.
Lick it for the fighters.
Don't be dumb, fool. Thank you very much, Manuel.
Thank you guys
I'm
for having me.
I'm fucking excited that you came in, bro. This is awesome. I'm happy to know you. We'll put some socks on you next time. My pelo.
There's some socks.
Those are socks. All right, cool. Yeah. Kiki,
yes, sir.
We're proud of you, dog.
Thank you.
I know I don't say it enough, but I'm very proud of you. You're a fucking killer, dude. You're a fucking killer. Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
You're a fucking killer.
All right.
And you're going to win.
All right.
In the second round.
Yes, sir.
Because I got money on it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Actually, before we go, somebody offers you guys $100,000 to take a dive in the second round. It's your last fight of your career. An up-and-comer you're fighting, Manuel. What are you doing?
$100,000?
Yes, sir.
No, I won't take it. More.
No? More?
It has to be more.
$1 million.
Yeah.
You're taking a dive for $1 million.
Okay. On the last fight?
Kiki,
on
the last fight?
No integrity. No integrity.
On the last fight?
Oh, wait, you're going to take it too in the last fight?
On the last fight? Come on.
If I'm already going out.
You're 44. You're my age.
Oh, yeah.
Te tiraron una pinche caquita. No, no, mal. No. Te tiraron una verota. This guy's the next up and comer.
Especially.
Yeah.
He's going to whoop my ass.
He's going to whoop that ass, but it's going to cost you $1 million to go down in the second. You're taking it?
I'll go down in the first one.
This was like, I'm going
I'll
down,
go down in the weigh-ins. Fuck it.
I'm tripping one. On the weigh-ins.
Man, I'm going to get wolf for a whole fucking round? Nah.
No. One round. Very smart. You would do that shit too?
It probably, dog.
Yeah?
Okay. With the amount of pay that MMA fighters get right now.
Do they make a lot of money?
No, fool. Why not? That's what I'm saying. Like, with the amount of pay like they get right now, like, that $1 million to fucking sit one out would probably be more than your fucking purse.
Especially if it's the last one.
Yeah. Mando, we got to work on getting you some sponsors, fool. Real talk. After this fight, we can all sit down and legit talk. Because I feel like we can start a corral of fighters, bro.
Mo Brown fighting.
I'm just saying, bro.
That was an excited giggle.
We can start a corral of fighters, dog. And you know, and the main objective is that we promote and we help these fighters get the attention that is very much deserved. Maybe like get some money coming in their way.
10%.
Yeah, way. Hey, that's it. Everybody wins. Proud of both of you. Excited for next Friday night. Kiki, where can we find this fight?
It's going to be on UFC Fight Pass. It'll be at Sequan Casino Live. And I believe the prelims are also streamed on YouTube as well as UFC Fight Pass.
We will be showing this fight at the brewery. Yes. We'll be having a fighter companion here at the warehouse. So if you are a member and you want to hang out and watch a fight, by all means, come through. I'm excited. We're going to put the link up to the fight on both of your pages, I presume. Definitely yours. Because I heard it's like a ticket-based sale. You guys generate income based on tickets you sell with your link.
Yes.
How much do you guys get?
10%, I think it was.
10% of each ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth the price of admission right there. Manuel, any final words?
No, I'm just excited to fight next week, you know. Excited to, you know, show my skills and put on a show to everybody.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's go get that photo.
Yeah.
Kiki.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys for coming out and doing this.
Push that button. Hey, you were